This is Ed Corley. I want to talk with you about something that relates to the kingdom of God. These prayers of Paul, recorded in his prison epistles, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, that many of us have been following for what we called our discipline of intercession, those prayers, as we study them closely, we find they work toward the setting up of, shall we say, a kingdom way of living, a kingdom way of responding in the lives of a company of people that Daniel in chapter 7 called the saints. He said they're the ones who will take the kingdom. And they're the ones to whom Paul addressed his epistle to the Ephesians. It's addressed to the saints, which are at Ephesus. The saints are people that live, well, they should be living. They are. They're living now. They're not dead people that have gone on. They are people that live now and who take the kingdom. Before we look into the matter of love being the greatest weapon in the kingdom of God, I want to read from Daniel 7. It helps us get a perspective, shall we say, as we start looking at what these prayers in Ephesians are pointing toward. Daniel 7, one of the prophetic chapters. I'm not going to explain anything, but just read some verses that speak about the saints. Daniel 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Daniel 7, verses 21 and 22. I beheld, said Daniel, and the same horn, that's a little horn to which he's been making reference, and as we've studied the chapter, we come to see its references to the Antichrist. I beheld, or I kept watching, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. That is one of the passages in the Bible that I call provocative. It provokes us. It says that he overcame the saints. John in the book of Revelation says virtually the same thing. Listen to this. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Did you hear it? He overcame them. He prevailed against them, us maybe, until the Ancient of Days came. I think that's a reference to the Lord Jesus, the overcoming of the saints. How prepared are we for that? That's a great deal of our concern in putting out these messages. Well, let's look here. There's something else I want to read in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And he, still speaking of one we've come to call the Antichrist, shall speak great words against the Most High. He'll blaspheme God in every manner imaginable. But listen, he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. That word wear out means use up. and he will think are supposed to change times and a law. The times that he would like to change, no doubt, are the times that are set in the book of Daniel, in the prophetic sections of Daniel. There are certain time frames, God's timetable. He would like to change that, and he'll suppose he can do it. And that word here in the King James version of the verse where it says he shall think to change times and laws, the word laws actually is singular. It's a word that means a decree he wants to alter. I'll tell you what I believe that certain decree, a law that he wants to alter, I'll tell you what I believe it is. It's recorded for us in Psalm 2. It's when the Son of God himself comes forth and says, I will tell the decree. The decree or the law, I believe, that this little horn or this Antichrist supposes he can change is recorded in Psalm 2. This is the Lord God speaking. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. This is spoken when the heathen are raging, and the kings of the earth and the rulers are coming together saying, we will not have the rule of God's government over us. And he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh at them. And he will say, yet have I set my king. I've already established him upon my holy hill of Zion. And then the Son of God himself comes forth and says, I will declare the decree. I'll explain to you what it is. It's this. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen, or the nations, for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And the Antichrist supposes that he can alter all of that. He supposes he can wear out the saints. He supposes he can alter the time frame set by God. He supposes he can alter the decree that has given the kingdom already to God's anointed, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see something before the kingdom is established fully in the earth, there will come great, shall we say, tribulation, persecution against the saints of the Most High, as the Antichrist has a determination to wear us out. So there will not be anything left in us to possess the kingdom. Now, why am I talking about all of this? It's because these prayers we're learning to pray. We're learning from Paul in those three prison epistles, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. We're learning about praying. I should say praying one for the other, that we might be made strong enough to ourselves be the overcomers, while he that sitteth remaining enthroned in the heavens is laughing at the spirits of Antichrist who suppose they can overthrow us. Why are we praying? We're praying for people to be made strong enough to overcome. I have a friend very unusual name he has. It's John Brown. I don't know how many John Browns there may be in the world, but this is a special John Brown. We get together every now and then with a concern that we learn how to help believers become overcomers.